does.
Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Americans older than 60 lost $3.4 billion to scams in 2023. By Juhi Doshi, ABC News.
People older than 60 lost more money in scams in 2023 than the previous year, an 11% increase.
Commonly known as elder fraud, financial crimes against seniors were up from $3.1 billion in 2022, according to the FBI's 2023 elder fraud report.
James Barnicle, the head of the FBI's financial crimes section, urged financial institutions to do more in protecting the elderly from scams.
We think financial institutions do need to do more to take some level of fiduciary responsibility and help protect their customers from being victims, especially in the elderly victim space, he said.
Across the United States, illegal call scams, which include people posing as fake government officials and foreign dignitaries, netted more than $700 million in 2023, with almost half of those victims above the age of 60.
And now, here is Every Day, written by Roderick MacInnis, directed by Sarah Connolly. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 6th, 2024.
And make sure we have the right documents sent over in triplicate to Steven and his team this time. Now, we can't afford to have another holdup like we did last month.
Hello? Anyone in?
Hello? Hold on, Miss Lassiter. I'm putting you on speaker. The boys just showed up. Come in! Come in.
No problem, sir.
I've got Miss Lassiter on a call with me. Say hi, boys.
Hi, Dad. Hey, Nora.
Hi, Nora.
Hi, boys. I'll be back when I have Steve and the Singapore team on the line, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
Holy shit! This is some place they've got you in. Jesus Christ! Being a plutocrat has its perks, huh?
Yeah, well, nothing more expensive than dying slowly in America. Thought I'd get my money's worth, you know, what good is being obscenely rich if you can't suffer in a comfortable hospital room?
These are rooms, plural. Is that a Pilates machine? Do you even do Pilates?
When in Rome.
Die as the Romans would, I suppose. Are you gonna open your wrists in the bath while we all get drunk next door?
I might if they had a bath. Showers only, I'm afraid.
Less glamorous.
Uses one third of the water, though. Good to be green.
Yes, it's have to remember what's important when planning one's suicide, the environment. Seriously, though, it's good to see you both. Thank you for coming.
Of course.
Yeah, we're here for you. Whatever you need.
Oh, sit down. Enough with the gushing. Now, there are some serious things we need to talk about before my time comes, which should be any day now, God willing.
No, don't say that.
I mean it. I'm old. I'm sore, and I want to go home already. I don't know what's taking the Grim Reaper so long to drag his ass up here, but get me, but I will have some sharp words for him when he does. I will tell him exactly where he can shove his scythe.
You really shouldn't say stuff like that.
Why not? Why shouldn't I?
It's just, I don't know, it's bad luck, isn't it? Or tempting fate or something?
Bad luck. What's he gonna do, give me more terminal cancer? I'm not scared of him, I'll say what I like.
The trademark temper is still intact then?
Oh yes, it's the last thing to go, doctors say, along with the bowels. I plan to be giving people shit until the bitter end. Which, speaking of, is our first item of business I ask you here to discuss. Now, when I die...
Dad...
When I die, there are certain things I would like to happen. Now, I want to be cremated like your mother and scattered according to these very specific instructions.
Under no circumstances should my remains be scattered below 14th Street. That's it. That's all he's written. No.
Now be sure to follow that to the letter, won't you?
We will.
Good. Now, that's sorted. One of you be a good lad and open up that cupboard down there. Should be some envelopes and packages. Bring them out.
What is all this?
Gifts from your mother and I, God rest her soul. We had less than nothing when we started out, and we both decided a long time ago that you two would have all the support you'd ever need even after we're gone.
All the support we could have asked for? we got from you and Mom being great parents. We don't need anything else.
A few hundred million would be good, though.
Well, sure. But apart from that, we don't need anything else.
Well, that's very sweet of you, boys, but I've made a point of making certain key investments over the years, and it's time for you to take them over. Now, first things first, though, I've got something special for each of you. Not the most valuable things in the world, perhaps, but the most meaningful of them. Something I hoped would convey how much your mother and I love you both. That big one's for you, Donovan.
What is it?
Open it.
It's a suit. It's a very nice suit. Gray, three-piece, Glen plaid check. Wait a minute. I recognize this. Is this...
There's a tailor's note with it.
Made for S. McQueen, courtesy of D. Haywood, Savile Row, London. Holy crap! Is this Steve McQueen's suit from the Thomas Crown Affair?
I certainly hope so. It cost enough to be.
Dad! This is insane! This is too much!
Shush! It's your favorite film. You've always loved the suit. I know you've always loved the suit. Now, if I can give that to you before I'm gone, bene. It's yours now. Try it on.
Ha! Okay.
Your turn.
It's a pen.
Not just any pen, son. A very important pen. A little bit of music history. Right there in your hand. Just the thing for the music lover in the family. Now, that pen you're holding belonged to none other than your favorite musician, the late, great Buddy Holly.
No.
Yes. The very pen he wrote Peggy Sue with, so I'm told.
I don't know what to say. This is incredible.
Click the top.
I'm sorry?
The top. Click it. Pretty great, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It was recovered from the plane crash that killed him, would you believe?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't believe. You're joking, right? This is a joke. I can't tell if you're joking.
No joke. I was absolutely guaranteed of its authenticity.
By whom?
Experts. Serious collectors.
Dad, no, there's no way you're not joking. You can drop it now, please. Come on.
And you're suddenly qualified to give your opinion on such things. Items of historical and cultural significance.
I mean, I don't need to be. They didn't have musical pens in the 1950s. But more importantly, and listen carefully, because this was the big clue. It's a pen that's playing a song that was the B-side to the song you're claiming was written with it. Oh. How? How is that possible? How could Buddy Holly have had a musical pen that plays a song that he hadn't even written yet?
How do I look?
Fantastic, my boy.
Yeah, great. Super fly. Look what Dad got me.
That's amazing.
It was Buddy Holly's pen. He wrote Peggy Sue with it, allegedly.
Right.
Very cool.
Oh, I suppose you've got something smart to say there too, young man.
No. No, sir. It's just, come on, with the music? You're joking, right?
That's what I said.
Where did you even get it?
From a very reputable collector that I met on a well-respected internet forum concerned with such things. Curios, items of note and worth.
Which forum?
I believe it was called reddit.com.
And this collector, did you get a name? Something we could maybe track him down with?
Naturally.
Which was?
Spunk for Nuts 420. But you needn't bother. No, he gave me sincere assurances of its provenance. Now, I won't hear another word about it. Understood? It is a gift from your father. Accept it gracefully.
Sorry, Dad. Thanks for the pen. Really, it's really something.
You're welcome, son.
Hello, sir. I've got Singapore on the line.
Very good. Thank you, Miss Lassiter. Give me a second, would you, boys?
Hey, does Dad seem okay to you?
Yeah, I guess. Not counting the cancer.
I mean, mentally, does he seem like he's all there?
I think so. He just seems... like Dad.
But the pen, I can't tell if he really believes what he's saying or if he's making it up or if he just fell for whatever he was told on Reddit because he's ancient and he was born before fire was invented. Can't you do that thing that you doctors do to check whether a patient's out to lunch or not? A mental whatever it's called? Exam?
A mental competency test? I mean, I guess so. Hey, Dad!
Yeah?
What day is it today? I forgot.
It's Monday.
And the date?
May the 6th.
Year?
2024.
And who's the president?
Well, it's Biden, so they say, but if you really want to get into it...
No, that's great. Thanks. He seems fine to me.
But the pen! I mean, come on, he's clearly lost it.
You two can come back in now. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Assets of simple, tawdry monetary value. How utterly boring. This first one's for you, Donovan. It's very important. A promissory note for $250 million.
Whoa! Who owes you $250 million?
That would be Crown Prince Hermias of Nigeria. I helped him out a while ago with a bank transfer issue he was having, and he's promised to pay me in full when he's able.
A Nigerian prince promised you money?
Yes.
Did he happen to email you completely out of the blue?
And did he ask you for money first?
Well, yes, he did, and only a small amount comparatively. What of it?
Dad, that's a really well-known internet scam. A Nigerian prince that needs you to give him money to deal with some kind of vague red tape? Promises you a ton of money in return? It's almost as old as the internet. I can't believe you've never heard of it before.
I am sure I have no idea what you are talking about. And I can assure you that Crown Prince Hermias is both very real and a man of his word.
How much did you send to him?
Only $100,000. A good deal, really, all things considered.
Dad, $100,000? You got robbed!
No, you just don't understand the African banking system! It's all very complicated. You're getting bogged down in details and you cannot see the big picture. That's what Hermias says. Anyway, it'll be on you. It'll be you that he pays back now, so moving on.
Dad! Stop. No moving on. We need to talk about this.
I said moving on, and that's that.
Fine.
Next, Dixon. $65 million of 24-karat gold.
Now we're talking?
Plated commemorative Trump coins with display case. Now, you're going to want to hang on to these. I saw the infomercial on TV, and with the way I think the political wind is blowing, it seemed too good a deal to pass up. And you know what they say, you can always count on gold.
Oh, wow, that's... That's just you all day right there, bro. With their own display case, too?
Shut up, I don't want them. Trade me the Nigerian prince thing.
No way! Besides, they're probably collector's items. Aren't they, Dad?
That's right.
So's Nazi dishware. I mean, doesn't mean I want people to think I'm the kind of guy that collects it.
Next!
No, Dad, really, we need to talk about how you're spending... How you're just wasting your money, our inheritance!
I said next! Now, I really have no idea why you're both being so difficult. Moving on. Donovan, the art collection, the Rembrandts, the Kandinskys, the early Picasso folios, the Rothko series.
We'll find it all a good home in museums.
It was all sold as of 3 p.m. yesterday.
All of it? That must have been millions of dollars of artwork.
Tens of millions, son. All necessarily liquidated to ensure that you are now the proud sole owner of a complete set of happy, snappy, shiny monkey with hat holographic NFTs.
Oh, God.
I don't think you're following, my boy. A complete set holographic. They are priceless.
Do you even know what an NFT is, Dad?
Of course I do.
What is it?
It's a non-fungible token.
Which is?
A token that is non-fungible. I truly do not get what's so hard to understand here.
But what is that, Dad?
A non-fungible token is a unique digital identifier that is recorded on a blockchain and is used to certify ownership and authenticity of proprietary assets, including, but not limited to, graphically designed and or computer-generated images.
Is that what it is? I don't know.
No, yeah, that's what it is, yeah. I honestly didn't expect him to get it right.
Okay, then. Last, but not least, perhaps my most treasured possession. Something I'd prefer you boys to share, if you can, but at any rate, something you must guard with your very lives. held unassumingly within this envelope.
What is it?
It's small and hard. It's a bean.
Not just any bean. A magic bean. You see, years ago I crossed paths with an old wise hermit. And,
okay, no. Oh, Dad, we're done here. I can't do this. First, the pen. And now, the rest of it. It's too much!
What do you mean?
NFTs, Dad? Trump gold? Magic beans? I won't be party to you squandering your fortune like this. I just won't. You're clearly unwell and a danger to yourself.
I'm sorry, Dad. It's too sad seeing you waste your money on this crap. Getting scammed and cheated like everyone else your age, it's not you, you know. You're meant to be smart. A killer. A ruthless captain of industry. Not someone who buys magic beans. I think Dixon and I need to talk to someone about next steps in keeping you safe.
Cheated? Next steps? What are you talking about? Boys, talk to me. I don't understand.
We'll be back soon. We just need to make some calls.
Yeah, there might be somewhere more suited to looking after whatever this is. It's happening right now, somewhere without access to the internet, maybe, or PayPal. You're clearly not right. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't buy anything on the internet before we're back.
Don't worry. It's gonna be okay. We're coming back, I promise. We just need to make things right.
Boys, wait a minute. Come back! I don't know what just happened. Honestly, I mean, you try and give them everything they could ever want on a silver platter, and they just... ungrateful little...
Sir, sorry to interrupt. I have a call for you with a Nigerian dialing code, and we've been receiving more inquiries about the availability of the Happy Snappy Shiny Monkey collection.
If it's the Prime Minister of Japan, and you tell him for the last time the NFTs aren't for sale at any price. They are heirlooms, for crying out loud. Put the call through. Aha, Hermes, you old dog. Took you long enough. No, I didn't doubt you for a moment. Hmm? Oh, no, it's nothing. Just... children being children. You know, ungrateful at any age, I suppose. Anyway, you'll be needing my bank account information, I expect. Oh, and my social security number, you say. Okay. Do you have a pen? Very good. So it's 5-5.
That's intermission, y'all. Grab a drink from the bar, use the restroom. We'll be back in 10.
This has been Every Day. Written by Roderick MacInnis, directed by Sarah Connolly. Featuring Ben Dworkin, Lee Tyler, and Zach Wobensmith. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 6th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.